From WOMR Provincetown, WFMR Orleans, I'm Matt Dudley and this is the Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. This month we'll take a look at what's newly available through the Cape Light Compact's residential energy efficiency programs and talk with Compact staff to find out what they're doing to identify future opportunities for energy efficiency here on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. Joining us from the Compact is Phil Moffitt, the Energy Measurement and Verification Manager, and Margaret Song, the Residential Energy Efficiency Program Manager. Margaret's here to talk about some recent changes to the programs that she and her staff have been working on, and Phil's here to talk with us about a new study that the Compact is conducting called the Penetration Study. Margaret, Phil, welcome.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
So, the Compact is working on a study to identify some opportunities for energy efficiency, kind of looking backwards and forwards at the same time. Phil, you are kind of at the helm of the study here for the Compact. If you want to bring us up to speed, what are you guys up to?
Yeah, so when the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities approved our current three-year plan, which spans the years 2013 through 2015, they also ordered us to do a study along with some of the other Massachusetts program administrators. And the purpose of the study basically is to look at what we've done to date so far in terms of energy efficiency and then look at what's left to be done.
So in this study, you're saying it's required by the Department of Public Utilities. Are they looking for information for themselves, or are they saying, Cape Light Compact, I want you to look into this for yourself? And kind of why would the department ask the Compact and other program administrators to do this?
So I think one of the things that is interesting about this study is that, you know, we are saying that there are some other barriers to participation, right? Just because we have money for efficiency programs doesn't mean that you're going to do all of those things today. And I think one of the things that was proposed was for a lot of Massachusetts program administrators to meet very, very high goals. And at least for the Cape Light Compact, the board really chose to focus on oil and propane savings as well as other what we call benefits versus just going after electric savings.
Those kilowatt hours that drive your electric bill up.
And so I think because of that, they were really looking to see, okay, you know, we understand that you're not at the same level as some of these other folks that have maybe big businesses or corporations or manufacturing plants, but what are you going to be doing? What opportunities do you have left to get electric savings?
And that's interesting because especially here on the Cape in Martha's Vineyard, you would think that we have more people that are heated with oil and propane as opposed to, say, electricity or natural gas, just because of the, you know, our geographical locations. Out in P-Town, it's kind of hard to get gas out there, and especially on the island. I mean, if you're only looking for electric heat, we leave a lot of people out in the cold if we can't help them with, so to speak, if we don't help them with insulation. So that's interesting. So how does the study work? What are you looking for? Who are you talking to? That kind of thing.
So that's a good question. So we're going to be, to support the study, we're going to be surveying our residential customers and our commercial customers. And we are well underway in surveying our residential customers. And there's a two-step process for both our residential and our commercial customers. For residential customers, we have sent out about 12,000 questionnaires to a randomly selected group of customers. And we're requesting that they complete the surveys either online or complete the hard copy of the survey that we sent them, and to complete the survey by July 9th. And if they complete the survey by July 9th and submit it to us, then they'll be entered into a drawing where they can either win a $100 gift certificate or $1,000 worth of energy efficiency appliances.
So if you have one of these surveys sitting on your counter, it would probably behoove you to fill it out and send it back in to us and see if you can get in for that drawing.
The 12,000 customers that we identified and sent the surveys to will be representative of the entire population. That's our goal.
So we tried to get kind of a good representative sample. It's not just we're sending it to everyone that lives in Falmouth or everyone that lives in Barnstable that may have similar housing types, similar fuel types, similar energy use. It's everyone all over the Cape Light Compact's customer base.
That's correct. And those folks were selected randomly. So there was no, we don't want there to be any bias in the selection process.
So if you didn't get one of these surveys, don't worry about it. You weren't called on this time, but maybe in the future we'll reach out to you for some feedback as well. So what kind of questions are in these surveys that have gone out to residential customers? What are we looking for?
So the survey will ask questions about the types of appliances and other energy using equipment that you have in your house. It should take maybe 10 to 15 minutes to complete the survey. And there's a second step to the process where we'll be identifying some of the, we'll be selecting, we'll be randomly selecting customers that complete the survey for an in-home visit. And the purpose of the in-home visit will be to collect some additional information about their energy usage, and will also be in providing an incentive for those folks of $75.
Just to have us into the house. And so actually, when you mention that, it sounds a lot like the home energy assessment that's offered through the Cape Light Compact. So there's perhaps an opportunity where these randomly selected people that we asked to come in and find out some more information have or have not had an energy assessment in the past, correct?
Correct.
And that would be the good representative sample, because as we know, and I think as we're all a little disappointed in hearing, we haven't gone into every single house here on the Cape and Vineyard to do the energy assessment, but I guess we're working on it. So that's good. $75 to anybody that gets called. So how long does the assessment take for those who may get a call?
So the in-home assessment should take somewhere between an hour and 2 hours. And we would greatly appreciate anyone who's called. We would greatly appreciate it. Let me start this again. We would greatly appreciate anyone who is selected for an insight visit to agree to it.
Because so if you get a call, help us out, let us in your house, and get $75. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. So that's good. So we're going to get all this information. What are we looking for out of it in the long run? And what are we looking to see, kind of what the compact has already done in houses, or opportunities that, you know, people like Margaret and myself, as, you know, the people that are working on the program design, should be targeting? What exactly are we doing with all the information that's collected from these surveys?
That's the goal. The goal is to collect this information and to determine what has been done in terms of energy efficiency so far, and then determine what's left to be done and use that information to inform our next three-year plan, which will span the years 2016 through 2018.
Great. So with this, there's only a few days left, right, to submit the mail-in or the online survey if, given that it's early June, if you did receive one. It's been out there for a few weeks now. And what's the response been like? Has it, you know, are you getting a lot of responses?
Yeah, the response has been very good. So we were hoping to get about 1,800 responses, and we've actually exceeded that mark to date, which is really good. So thank you to everybody. And we still have some time left, yes.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yep. And thank you to everybody who's completed a survey. We really appreciate it.
Now, Phil, if folks don't want to submit or don't want to fill it out, is that a problem?
No, it's totally voluntary. That's no problem at all. So if folks don't want to submit if they don't want to complete the survey, then that's completely up to them. There's no obligation.
Great. So we're going to have this great picture of what's available for our next three-year plan. So when we sit down, Margaret and her staff sit down, they can say, well, we know that there's an opportunity in oil and propane, as we've demonstrated in the last three-year plan. And perhaps maybe that's what the Department of Public Utilities is looking for, where you see there's a lot of, you say there's a lot of opportunity, well, show it to us. And it sounds like this is a pretty good way to do it. So over on the commercial and industrial side, probably far fewer accounts here on the Cape. I assume we're looking for the same kind of information. What can our business customers look forward to?
Yeah, there'll be a similar process on the commercial side. We're going to be, rather than sending out mail surveys to our commercial customers, however, we're going to be doing phone surveys with them as a first step. And again, those commercial customers that are selected for a phone survey will be selected at random. And of the commercial customers that complete a phone survey, we're going to be randomly selecting a smaller group of them and requesting that we do site visits at their business. Again, for the same purpose as on the residential side, to just collect a little bit more information about their energy usage.
So are we looking for things like insulation levels and the types of heating and cooling equipment, how many TVs they have, or how many pieces of equipment they may have, or is it more just behavioral use? Like, what are you using this space for?
It's more the former. So it's collecting information about the types of energy using equipment that they have on their site, and so to a lesser extent, their behavioral patterns.
Great. So just thinking about kind of our next segment where we have, we're talking about enhancements to the residential program, and, you know, think about it, where should we be focusing on an Energy Star refrigerator program, where maybe we'll find out that 95% of the people on Cape have Energy Star refrigerators. Maybe we shouldn't be focusing our efforts, or vice versa. Say we have 5%, there's a huge opportunity for energy savings in that sense. So, great takeaways on this. Thanks, Phil. And I get the bottom line is if you get one of these surveys, help out the Cape Light Compact and respond. And if you get a call, you know, you can make an easy $75 by letting us come into your home or business and collect some information.
That's right, Matt. Yep. Great. And thank you to everybody that's completed a survey again.
So now we'll switch gears and we'll move over to some of the new 2014 residential rebates. Margaret, that's why we have you here, is to talk about some of the things you guys are working on. When I say you guys, I mean myself as well, because I work on your staff. Anyway, what's going on? What's new and exciting for 2014? Just kind of give us a highlight of what we've been working on and what to look forward to in the future here.
Sure. You know, what we're always looking to do is offer new offerings to folks. Make sure that everyone's getting, you know, new efficient measures done in their homes. And there's a couple different things that I want to talk about today. One is heating systems. Earlier we were talking about oil and propane. And one of the things that we're finding is that, you know, it's that whole Yankee sensibility that everyone's holding on to these heating systems for a long time.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Exactly. There's a lot of duct tape out there. So what we want to do is we want to help people to retire those heating systems and help people to buy much more new efficient systems.
So when you say helping people to retire, I hear the word retire and I think of a certain age. Is that the same case with these heating systems?
It is. So with boilers, we're really looking at 30 years or older. We want to get those clunkers out of your home. And with furnaces, that's where you've got the warm air vents. Those we're looking at 12 years or older.
And so if you know, someone is listening and they, you know, they can't remember when they had their heating system installed, or their house is built in the 50s, or they built their house in the 50s and they haven't replaced it. How do you go forward? How do you know if your system qualifies? What are the next steps? Because I imagine that there are a lot of these old clunkers, as you say, here on the Cape and Vineyard.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a couple of different ways that people have been getting to us. One is that, you know, if you have no idea, you don't want to go into a scary basement by yourself, you can always call us for a home energy assessment. And the number is 1-800-797-6699. And we'll come out and we'll look at that for you and verify it for you. And that is going to be the step you have to take anyway. Some folks may have a nameplate. It's like a metal plate that's attached to your heating system. That often will have a date next to it. Sometimes you can see an inspection sticker from the town when it was installed. Or one of the ways that a lot of folks have been getting to us recently is through their heating contractor. You know, anytime you're doing a clean and tune or you're doing that maintenance project, they can probably pretty easily tell you what the age is of that
system. So do a lot of these contractors know to look out for this, where they're going to service your system and say, oh, hey, look, maybe now's the time to replace. Are there a lot of contractors that are coming through with projects for the program?
Yeah, you know, we've been running this program for a couple years now, so they've become pretty familiar at finding these things and then helping us to help you as the customer to change that out. But even still, you know, we do find that some contractors don't know. So if you're a contractor, you're a homeowner, you know somebody who knows someone with an old heating system, you know, what we want to do and the reason why we're talking about it now is to make sure that everyone knows so that you can replace them.
And so we've identified that there's an opportunity for this. We haven't really talked about what's the incentive. If I have one of these, what can I look forward to?
Yeah, so for an oil or propane boiler, it's up to $3,500. It depends on the efficiency level, what type of system it is. But that's great compared to our standard offering, which is up to $1,000. But this is a limited time offering. So we do want folks to call by September 30th to sign up and get an assessment so that we can give you that paperwork, because the system has to be installed by the end of October.
And why is that? Why do we have the cutoff before the winter?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're trying to do is we're really trying to get these clunkers out while the busy season isn't going on. I mean, everybody knows and nobody wants to think about it now. But once it gets cold, that's really when you see a lot of these systems go or a lot of these systems changing. And so it becomes pretty hectic. We are trying to get these things while it's an early retirement rather than once they're already failing. And so that's why we're really trying to move it to this season. The other thing too is that during the winter when it's cold, we have a long wait for audits. And so we really want to make sure that we're able to get to your house pretty quickly, assess that system, and help you get a new one before it's a situation where, you know, you're freezing inside your house.
So be proactive and go down in your basement and check that nameplate right now. And if it's over 30 years, what does that make it? 84? Before 84? Wow, it's older than I am. You need to get that baby replaced. Because don't wait till the winter when it fails. And I guess that makes sense, because the older that they get, probably the more likely they are to fail in the wintertime anyway.
Exactly. And then the furnaces, we were talking about what the incentive is. That goes up to $1,000. Again, those systems are, we're considering them at a retirement age at 12, which, you know, is pretty young in consideration of all the different equipment that you have in your house. But, you know, we do see that the efficiency level of those furnaces has really increased since about 12 years ago. So we want to get those out of your home as well.
And for, you know, we mentioned oil and propane. There's a lot of gas heated houses here on the Cape, especially those in the Yarmouth, Falmouth area that were built in the 70s, 60s, that may have some of these older pieces of heating equipment. Are there things available to gas heated homes as well?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we want to absolutely encourage folks to do is call us on those as well. The natural gas company, National Grid here, does offer those incentives, and we are now able to offer those rebate forms to you on their behalf. And so absolutely, call us. You got a clunker? We want to help you change that thing out.
And if you're not sure, call us for an energy assessment. You get two birds with one stone, right? You get your assessment done and find out if it's 30 years old or 12 years old for the furnaces. So with the furnaces, I'm just picturing that a lot of people, when they build their house, they're putting in a furnace and they're putting in central air conditioning as well. What's available for that?
So this is something that we're trying, I guess, for the first time this year. And that's a ducted central air conditioning or air source heat pump. Those are those, you know, mini split type things that you see in homes as well. But we're looking for the ducted versions, obviously. And so we are looking to replace those that are clunkers that are 12 years and older, and looking to offer some pretty good incentives to you on that. It's an additional $500 over what we normally offer to you as a customer.
Which is also up to $500, right? So if you have AC and a heating system, you could be looking at $2,000 is, you know, in a return as well by replacing your system.
Absolutely. Now is the time. If you've got anything that's old in your basement, it is worth that trip down there.
And especially now, if it's early July, give us a call before. You don't want that air conditioner to fail and the heat. You know, we've got a few heat waves coming our way this summer, I can only imagine. So that'll be good. Give us a call. And again, the number for that is
1-800-797-7777. 6699.
Great. And Kathy and Kim down at the Cape Light Compact Call Center will take anybody and we'll get you signed up, answer any questions that you have on some of this stuff too. And just a note on that, a lot of this information is also available on the Cape Light Compact's website, right, which is www.capelightcompact.org. So that's great. Early retirement. Sounds like the Cape Light Compact's really got a push to replace old pieces of equipment. Maybe that goes back to part of Phil's study. How many of these older pieces of equipment are out there? Maybe we'll get an idea of that as well. Other than the heating and cooling systems, Margaret, what else have you guys been working on?
Well, I just want to do one note on the heating systems, which is that sometimes those heating systems, central air conditioning systems, can still be pretty expensive. And so one of the offerings that we do also have is something called the heat loan. I think it's a little bit of a misnomer for folks because it sounds like it's only for heat. But it's a 0% loan up to 7 years, up to $25,000. And that's also something that we offer through the home energy assessment. So if if you're a little concerned about how much all of this is going to cost, even with the incentives, that's an additional offering to help you move forward.
And that's a loan that's offered from the compact, or is that a separate loan that's with a bank? How does the heat loan work?
So we're a little bit of a matchmaker on that. We work with you as the customer to give you that offering. We pay for buying down the interest for you. But essentially, it is a bank loan where, it's the same thing that you normally do. You have to qualify with them. You pay them. But we're just helping to sort of ease the upfront costs by paying that interest down for you.
And 0% obviously is the same as cash price in the end. So that kind of a no-brainer for anybody that's looking to make a pretty large investment in their house. Participating lenders are on the Cape Light Compact's website, I imagine?
Absolutely. We've got so much information on our website, but if you do capelightcompact.org/heat loan, it will get you directly to all the different materials on what qualifies and the lenders and, the next steps to take.
Great. And also there you'll find all the information on the heating and cooling systems too. So do a little bit of research, and if you can't find what you're looking for, again, give us a call and we can help you out. So good. That's a good point. I had completely forgotten about the heat loan, Margaret. Thanks for reminding us of that. That's an important one. And as you've said many times this year, it's pretty popular. A lot of people are taking advantage of that.
It is. It's a deal that you cannot beat.
You can't. All right. So moving on from the heating and cooling, and again with the heat loan, what else? Are there any special rebates that are going on for limited time or special to 2014?
Sure. So two things that we're just getting ready to announce. One is a dehumidifier rebate. We have $30 off of Energy Star certified dehumidifiers. If folks might remember, we've always done turn-in events where you have to bring your old one in order to get a rebate for a new one. This one is for new ones. You could replace old ones with it. But what we're really looking to do is help you to really put that dehumidification unit down in your basement, your house, whatever. Because as folks might know, and especially this year, it's been really humid. We've had a lot of moisture in the air.
Yeah, my electric bill, you can see where I turned my dehumidifier on. There's a spike in my consumption. And it's a big one. It's been a really humid year. So, yeah, and with that rebate, you said that the rebate is $30, correct?
Correct.
And that's to help people make the choice of choosing a more efficient dehumidifier, or is that for any specific – are there particular models that qualify, or is it just Energy Star in general?
So it's Energy Star in general, and, this rebate, as well as the other rebates that we have, they're really designed to cover the cost of what you would have paid for a non-efficient item to an efficient item. So, in general, we're seeing that the Energy Star models are about $30 more than a non-efficient one. And obviously, what we want to do is get you to buy the efficient one. It helps you in the long run, and it helps us do our jobs.
So that's a good point in that that's kind of how the Cape Light Compact's incentive. If you wonder how we come up with these numbers of $50 or $500 for air conditioning and $30 for dehumidifiers, it's because through research we find that energy efficient models cost that much more, and we're trying to help you make that decision to become more efficient. So dehumidifiers, that's a good one. People, are there select vendors, or is it a mail-in rebate form that you can just send in anywhere?
It's a mail-in rebate form. You can send it in to Perigo, who is our vendor, and you can buy it from anyone. As long as it has the Energy Star on it, That's really what we're looking for, because that's the federal mark that essentially says this has been tested to be more efficient than what's required by law.
And is there any specific place where people can get rid of their old dehumidifiers now? Because there is refrigerant in them, right? That may be a little hazardous just to throw in the dump somewhere.
Yeah, so we do want to make sure that folks do take care of them. For the most part, the landfills or the transfer stations in each of the towns do take them. Some of them do charge you to recycle them. And so we do want to make sure that folks do that instead of just sort of dumping them or putting them in the trash. Although putting them in the trash would be a little hard.
Right, yeah. You'd need a very large trash.
Yeah.
Bin, especially for the dehumidifier I need in my house. The thing is huge. So dehumidifier is good. Washers and dryers, is there anything new with that?
Yeah, so we've had a dryer rebate for very efficient dryers, but one of the new offerings that we have that we're introducing recently is a high-efficiency clothes washer. We used to have these many, many years ago. I remember them in 2006 to 2008. But we've just now reintroduced them. It's a $75 rebate on select Energy Star. So there is a qualified list, and folks would need to go onto our website or masssave.com/clothes-washer. We tricked you guys by putting a dash in the middle instead of making it all one word. But, you know, this is really helpful to not only help with the energy savings in your home and the hot water costs, but we're also looking at the water, because as we all know, that is, you know, something that is an increasing issue moving forward.
The water conservation as opposed to just electricity and heating costs. Well, that's great. All this information is available on the Cape Light Compact's website, which is, again, www.capelightcompact.org. Margaret and Phil, I'd like to thank you guys for joining me. This has been great. We hope to hear back from you soon. Phil, maybe we'll have you back on and talk about the results of your survey. And maybe again with Margaret to figure out what are the next steps and where we're going from here. And again, thanks guys, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
From the historic Superior Courthouse in Barnstable Village, this is Matt Dudley, and you've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. I'd like to thank my guests again, Margaret Song and Phil Moffitt of the Cape Light Compact. Join us next month, same time, same place, where we talk about more relevant topics of particular interest to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard where it relates to energy. Find us at 92.1 WOMR Provincetown, 92.3 WFMR Orleans, live streaming online at WOMR.org, or you can also find previous episodes of Focus on Energy in archives at WOMR or the Cape Light Compact's website, www.capelightcompact.org. Don't forget, summertime's the best time to sign up for your energy assessment. The wait is short and the offers are still the same. Why wait until it gets cold? Everyone will turn on their heat and the line grows. Give us a call at 1-800-797-6699 to sign up for your energy assessment today.